When you decide to visit the desert, you have to go off the pavement, onto a dirt road. Sooner or later, you arrive at the end of the road and see another kind of pavement at your feet, called desert pavement. It's not at all like the drifting sand that people often picture when they think of the desert. Desert pavement is a dark, stony surface without sand or vegetation that covers large parts of the world's dry lands. Seeing its dark presence gives a hint of the delicate balance of slow, gentle forces that create desert pavement. It is a sign that the land has been undisturbed, perhaps for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. What makes desert pavement stony is not always so clear. The usual theory is that the pavement is a lag deposit, made of rocks left behind after the wind blew away all the fine-grained material. Another explanation relies on moving water during the occasional rains to do the same thing. A third theory is that internal soil processes during repeated wetting and drying cycles push the stones to the surface and keep them there. The newest theory of pavement formation indicates that the soil has been built up, not blown away, and yet it still has stones on top. For the geologist, dust is a record of ancient climate, just as it is on the deep sea floor and in the world's ice caps. In another word, dust may help us open a new page in those well-read volumes of Earth history.